take it from a Libra Mars, conflict is hard. It's probably one of the things that I least look forward to in life. It's one of those ugly things that I feel like happen. But over these last few years, I've kind of taken it upon myself that I wanted to master conflict, because it was like either I was completely and utterly confrontational, or I was extremely passive and there was no in between. So with all that being said, we're going to get into wrath and the fear of conflict and how we can use conflict and deal with conflict in a way that truly honors us. All right, welcome to the Erotic Renaissance Podcast, where we're talking about sex and love, the human experience, all things spiritual. It's going to be great. Because we are doing the Shadow Edition, and we are back with another version of the Shadow Edition, and this time we are talking about wrath, okay? Anger, conflict. What happens when you just don't get along with someone, and there's just nothing that's going to make it so that you are going to be able to avoid it? You just got to talk to them about it, okay? So one of the things that I want to kind of talk about is the fact that avoiding conflict is not less dramatic than, you know, being confrontational. In fact, a lot of the times when you are the kind of person who avoids conflict altogether, that is what causes the most drama, because something that could have just been one conversation is now 10 conversations, 20 conversations, and it can really stew up resentment and anger. And another point that I want to make about this is that when you avoid conflict in all of your relationships, it doesn't allow you to have deeper relationships with other people. It's always surface level. Have you ever gotten to a bit of a disagreement with someone and then you guys figure out a way to come together? And after that, you felt like you were closer for it? I definitely have. And often this is because when you're being in conflict with someone, you have to be vulnerable with them. You have to let them know how you feel. You have to put yourself out there and be like, hey, you hurt my feelings. Or that person has to put themselves out there and be like, hey, you hurt my feelings. And then you guys have to figure out how you're going to go back to emotional neutral. And there's a lot of vulnerability, and there's a lot of relationship deepening that can happen from that. So with all that being said, I have 9 tips on how to deal with conflict, because like I said, I'm a Libra Mars, okay? If you follow astrology, you would know that Mars is actually in exile when it's in Libra, because Libra is a Venus ruled sign and Mars wants to be aggressive, and Libra's like, let's just be friends with everybody. So I kind of tend to swing from being ultra confrontational to extremely passive. And for the last few years of my life, I've really spent a lot of time figuring out how to be upset about things in a way that really honors me and makes me feel like I am, you know, not stepping out of my own character, but I'm also not being terrible to another person and vice versa. So with all that being said, here are my tips on how to deal with conflict, because it's going to inevitably happen, because that's life. But if you're going to do conflict, you should do it well. You should do it in a way that enhances your relationships rather than makes them worse. So number one, use I feel statement instead of you statements. So a lot of us use you statements when we're talking about something that someone did. And unfortunately, when you do that, it does come off a lot more confrontational and a lot more defensive, right? So let's say, I'll give you an example, that someone stepped on my foot and it hurt. And I go up to them and I'm like, you stepped on my foot. Versus something like, I feel hurt that my foot got stepped on, or that you stepped on my foot. You know, kind of bring it about how you feel rather than about like trying to project how the other person feels, or like, I feel like you don't care about me. That's still confrontational. You know, when you stepped on my foot, it really made me feel like I wasn't taken care of or thought about when you did that, you know? You want to use the action, but keep it about you and your feelings rather than trying to make it about them and trying to project on how they are feeling or lack thereof feeling, all right? Number two is learning to address things with humor and lightness. I have been able to address so many conflicts by literally just having a conversation with someone in a humorous way. I'd be like, girl, when you did that, you kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. You know, I don't appreciate that. And I can still let them know that they hurt my feelings without making that person feel defensive. Because ultimately, if you send your person into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, you're not having a conversation. You are not getting anywhere. This person's just having an active trauma response. And if they're having an active trauma response, then you're not really getting anything done. You know, so when you come at someone and you're like, you did this and F you and blah, 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 you know, they're either going to fight you, they're going to completely check out of the conversation. Hopefully, you know, if they're a person who also is aware around how to deal with conflict, they might be the kind of person who try to calm you down. But for most people, if you come at people like that, if you come at someone super seriously in an angry kind of way, then a lot of the times the conversation is just not going to go well and you're not really going to get anywhere. So I've learned that using humor to address things is a great way to diffuse a situation, but also have my needs met as well. Number three, you have to learn how to not activate someone's ego, but also get your point across, right? The moment that someone's ego is activated, the moment you start to attack someone's character, like saying stuff like, you know, you are a bad person, you are a judgmental person, you are this, you are that, like making an actual judgment call, what you're doing is activating this person's ego. And what the ego is going to do is it's going to try to protect this person because, I mean, our ego, that's essentially what it's there for. It helps us have an identity around ourselves. And when someone attacks that, we want to go into defensive mode because we have a view of ourselves that is not judgmental, that is not a bad person, that is not this. So when you go up to another person and you make a judgment call and you say you're a bad person or something like that, you are activating their ego. What you can say is, I feel judged by you right now. Like, I feel like how you acted towards me wasn't in kindness. It felt to me like you were angry or something along those lines. But making a judgment, someone coming at someone's character, is always going to activate their ego. All right. Number four, start off with vulnerability instead of starting off with anger. I had to work on this because I used to be the kind of person where someone makes me mad and like, you know, it's just like this whole thing where I'm like, you made me mad. So now I'm going to like try to get back at you and get angry with you. And I was working with my therapist for a long time and they were like, how about you start with the vulnerable thing first? Be like, you know, this person hurt my feelings. And I'll be like, you know what? You hurt my feelings when you said that. And I felt really hurt by that, instead of being like, coming at them or coming even at the action that they did, you know, like, I am really hurt by what you did. Like, I know that you probably didn't mean it, but I feel really, really hurt by this. And that's just, I feel like leading with vulnerability, again, the whole point of conflict is to be able to deepen your relationships with people, or if need be, separate, but we'll get to that in a second. So starting off with vulnerability, letting someone know like, hey, you hurt my feelings. Like, you know, a lot of the time most people respond to that better than fuck you, essentially, you're an asshole. Okay, avoid accusations and character judgments, which I kind of talked about a little bit with the ego thing, but you want to avoid accusing people of doing anything because generally that's just not good. You know, ask questions, talk about how you feel, but don't outright accuse people or make judgment calls. One of the things is that we live in this very cancel culture kind of thing where everything it's not just that someone does an action, it's that someone is a bad person. Like if you do something wrong, it's not that you're just doing something wrong, it's that you are now a horrible person. We take often actions that people do and pathologize them to a point where we have created an entire character around that. And generally, that's not right. First of all, nobody wants to be reduced down to their mistakes, even if they were really bad mistakes. You know, everyone has so many years of living, so many good things, so many bad things that they've done. So taking something that someone's done and reducing them to just that action is just ethically not great to begin with. But also, again, the point of conflict isn't to attack other people and hurt them. It's to deepen the relationship because ultimately you don't want to be hurt by that person, and that person doesn't want to be hurt by you. So if that's the case, then we can't just go after someone's character. Because if you're coming at someone's character and you're saying that they are a bad person, guess what? There's no point in having a confrontation with them. Because if you've already said in your mind that they are a horrible person, you've basically given this person no room to be able to get forgiveness from you or anything like that. It's just anger. So just keep that in mind. Okay, we're gonna go to number six, understanding the point of conflict, which is to be in a relationship with someone, and not make it worse. So again, driving home the point that conflict is to help you be in better relations with another person. And when you start to look at conflict from this particular aspect, it becomes a little bit easier because instead of looking at it from a fuck you need to go kind of way, you're looking at it like, okay, this is an opportunity for us to deepen our connection and be more in relationship than we were before. All right. Number seven is avoid conflict at these times when you are tired, hungry, fatigued, and already at a red. So I have a system that I use for anger because I sometimes get very angry. You know, I have a lot of fire placements in my chart, and sometimes I am prone to get just pissed the fuck off. Okay, when I am at a green, that means that I am good to have a rational conversation. I am not activated, I am not triggered, I am not angry. When I am at a yellow, that means that I am starting to get activated. I'm starting to get there. You know, I need to kind of pull back a little bit. And when I'm at a red, it means I'm triggered, I'm activated, I don't need to be having a conversation with anyone. We've had this weird idea about relationships, especially in romantic relationships, like don't go to bed mad, keep working it out until unless you guys go to bed, because once you go to bed, that's a bad thing. And honestly, you can go to bed mad. Sometimes you can walk away from a situation and have a conversation when you're less activated and it's just better. I have stopped whole arguments from eating food because I was hangry. When you're tired, when you're fatigued, when you're going through it, when you are just like in a place where you are just not feeling good about any of these things, your conversations are going to reflect that. So tired, hungry, already angry, super activated, super triggered, going through something, not necessarily a great time to have a conversation about resolving conflict. All right. Eight, understand why you're getting triggered and self-soothe, self-understanding, have self-regulation, and know your needs. So there's a big part of conflict that also comes from the fact that we are not always at our best. Sometimes we hurt other people's feelings. And sometimes we might even be angry at someone, and it has more to do with our past trauma than it does the other person and what they've done. So learning how to self-soothe, learning how to bring yourself to emotional neutral. I personally love to bring myself to emotional neutral by listening to music and going for a walk. It really, really helps me regulate, you know, or talking to one of my best friends about how I'm feeling and just getting it all out helps me regulate. It's different for everybody, but you have to figure out how to actually get yourself from point A, which is triggered, to point B, which is neutral. And then you can go and have that conversation with someone because you might even find once you did that, that that person didn't even make you angry. It had a lot more to do with your childhood or how you were treated in a different relationship. All right. And number nine, which is the final one, what do you do if you can't agree? You cannot always win everybody over. So what do you do if you just, you and a person, you're just not, you're not getting along, okay? So number one, you can, one, stop the conversation, have it at another day. You can always discuss the conversation multiple times. And if for some reason it is still just not working and you find yourself in a place where no matter what you do, this person is constantly disrespecting you, they're a hater, they're shitty, they treat you like shit, and there's just nothing you can do, this is a good place to know your boundaries and distance yourself from this person. Not everybody's got to be your friend. Not everybody's got to be your, any of these things. Like, it's just not a thing. You know, some people you just have to distance yourself from, and it really does suck. I'm not the kind of person who says that you should just distance yourself every time you get into a relationship, or whether it's your family or your friend or you disagree, because I think so many people say that, and so many people are just like, hey, if you don't like your mom, just get rid of her. If you don't like your dad, just get rid of them. Who cares? But we're social creatures and we like to be in relationship with other people. And we're supposed to be in relationship with other people. That is how it's supposed to be. So with all that being said, instead of, you know, trying and trying and trying with this person, if this person truly, you've tried all of these steps, you've tried to talk to them, you have not been defensive, you did not attack their character, and they just keep doing that, then it just may be time to let that person go. You might just have to distance yourself. You might just have to pull back from this person and let them go. And that's okay too, because it doesn't always have to be forever. Often there have been so many people in my life where, like I tell you guys, I have one particular pet peeve that I hate is being screamed at. I do not like being screamed at by anyone. Not like, not even my own mother. Like, I will just not be screamed at. And if I'm in a romantic relationship, I will not be screamed at or yelled at by the other person. That's a huge trigger of mine, and it's just not something that I can do. And I remember particularly this friend of mine in a conversation, like, really raised his voice at me, and I didn't talk to him for 3 weeks. I was like, look, I told you I don't get screamed at. This is my boundary. I understand that you didn't mean it. I understand that you were in the heat of the moment, but until you can learn to speak to me with respect and dignity, I can't be around you. I can't be around you. We can't be friends. And a lot of the times when you remove your energy from someone like that, you will see that their behavior shifts immensely. You will see that their behavior is very, very different when they do that, when you do that, because a lot of the times people, especially if they're somebody who, like, really you have a relationship with them, a lot of people sometimes will take advantage of your boundaries because they know that they can. And when you show them that they cannot do that, that you're not going to take that kind of behavior, and you're calm about it, you're not like, oh, you know, they did this thing, but I guess, like, they didn't mean it, or you're not freaking out about it and going to their level and screaming at them back and meeting them with that same energy, you're just like, that's not for me. Not for me. But live your life. That really, 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 really can gain people's respect, because often people, you really do have to earn people's respect. It's not always given. Some people will just take advantage of you until you teach them that you can't be taken advantage of, which just sucks, because we really should just be able to do this. This should be a given. But that's not always how people think. So worst comes to worst, distance yourself from this person for a while, if not forever, you know, or at least just until you can get back on the same page and rediscuss that conversation. I've done this plenty of times with a lot of different people, and it does work. You know, that is like my last resort if someone's not hearing me, but it does work. So I hope this episode helped you, like, to be able to talk about conflict. I really hope that it gave you some tips on how to be able to do this if it's coming up in your own life, because honestly, I feel like all of us should not be afraid of conflict, should not be afraid to speak our mind, but also know that there are better ways to speak our minds than others. I would also suggest, if you haven't, please go pick up the book Nonviolent Communication. I really base a lot of the concepts of this podcast on that book, and I found it to be so fucking helpful in getting me to a place where I could speak my mind without feeling like I was harming other people. And with all that being said, remember to be kind to yourself and kind to others unless they piss you off. No, I'm kidding. But either way, I will see you next time.